This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
2 days into free agency, we're talking about the Commanders and what they've done. Of course, they made some big splash moves during this offseason with Deebo Samuel and then the trade for Laremy Tunsil. But on defense, we're wondering, have they gotten better? 800-636-1067. I don't think so. And we're not spending enough time talking about our guy and pointing, if you're watching on TV, I'm pointing to the jersey of Jonathan Allen, and there might be some bias here, but beyond production on the field, and you could say that his production slipped from where he peaked and was making the Pro Bowl, he's a super team leader and good guy. Like, I'm not saying they're devoid of those type of players, but like, he was the guy that was kind of getting the defense all fired up. And I know there's other guys that can do that.
Always a professional, just a great vet, team first guy.
And I think that's a loss.
I mean, it hurts some, but like you mentioned, I mean, they've got Bobby Wagner in that locker room. They've got Zach Ertz. They've got, you know, really good leadership there. They have good young leadership in Jaden Daniels. And they've got leaders all over that.
I like the leadership, but we had the leadership of John and Duron and Chase and Montez, and that leadership got us only so far. It's time to break up the duo. They broke up the foursome. Now they're breaking up the duo. It's not particular to John. They could have moved Duron. Pick your guy.
They probably would have preferred to move Duron because he makes more money.
They're
but
virtually
tougher.
Interchangeable, in my opinion. I don't think it's going to end up being a massive loss in the locker room. Just like I don't believe, again, I'm speaking out of my butt, but my instinct is that when John went down, the team didn't go in the toilet. When John went down and he was out with injury, it's not because John went down, but they still found a way to thrive.
And I don't mind Adam Peters playing a bit of the waiting game. He's testing out the market to see whose value is going down and who he can get at a good price. Like, Za'Darius Smith was released by the Lions. I mean, you could bring him in on a one-year deal, and he should give you 8 or 9 sacks.
No, there's some guys out there. Like,
the game he's playing right now.
We talked about this during the break. I'm looking at one ranking, and the top 6 edge rushers are gone. But at number 7 is a guy who played for the Giants, Azeez Ojulari.
Ojulari, yeah. And he's a young...
He had 6 sacks last year.
He's 25. Like, maybe that's a guy that Peters thinks with more playing time and a bigger role, maybe he gets you 8 or 9 sacks.
If you want to name, DeMarcus Lawrence is available, but he's 33 coming off of Liz Frank. Joey Bosa already signed with the Bills.
He got a 1-year deal for $12.5 million.
The next highest guy on this list is Dante Fowler.
Right.
So you can run it back. Run it back with Fowler and Farrell and... That's what you do. All right, let's go back to the phones.
All right.
Some people may disagree. I think I'm with Cakes. Worse, but just slightly worse right now.
Somebody sent me the stat, and I'm not, believe me, I haven't dug in on all of these, but that Harris's coverage, you mentioned the tackling, but his coverage numbers were markedly better than Chin's.
I don't think it was markedly, you know, on PFF, he may have different numbers. On PFF, I don't think there was a dramatic difference on coverage. And Chin was the higher graded player overall.
I used the word marked. He said better. Will Harris's coverage numbers are much better than Chin's. In 2024, Will Harris, the completion percentage, 65.8. Yards per completion, 11.6. Quarterbacks, I guess, threw for 79% quarterback rating. Chin, the completion percentage against him, much higher, 73.6. Yards per completion, marginally higher. Chin gave up 7 touchdowns, 1 interception. Harris gave up 0.
I saw
now,
that
he may
tweet.
Not have been on field as much.
I saw that tweet. I don't have that verified. I have the PFF numbers in front of me, and this look, that's PFF's coverage grade was higher for Jeremy Chin. Their run grade was higher for Jeremy Chin.
Again, it's Adam Peters.
Their pass rush grade was higher for Will Harris, but that's a safety
in
and pass
instance,
rush.
Peters is choosing to spend half the money.
Yes.
And he hopes he gets better than half the production when he brings in Harris instead of Chin.
All right, let's go to Paul in Centerville. Paul, what's up?
Paul, what do you think?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Listen, there's a lot of overreaction happening with the defense. I think it's going to be fine. A year ago today, okay, having Javon Kinlaw in the mix add something that we did not have. I think we are overestimating what Jonathan Allen's contribution was last year. He played in barely a third of the games.
He played eight
games.
So
having Kinlaw plus Newton in his second year plus Payne is a better, much better defensive tackle rotation than what we had last year, okay? Now think about the secondary. This time last year, who did we have in the secondary? We had Forbes. We had BSJ. I mean, are you kidding me? The fact that we have Lattimore now, who's going to have a full camp, a full preseason to be our CB1, plus we know Sandra still can play out there. Our cornerbacks are far better today than they were last year today a year ago. The Will Harris pickup, he's a, like you guys were saying, he's a coverage safety. Okay, what these guys have done is they saw what they put together in year one of this defense, and they're making the adjustments they know that they have to make to get better. Now, you know, Chin is better in the box, absolutely. But, it's not like we lost prime Rod Woodson, okay?
No, but look, this team was second to last against the run. Have they gotten better at stopping the run? Maybe with Kinlaw.
Maybe with Kinlaw.
I understand that, but we're talking about the moment right now. And the top guys are off the board, and they don't have as many draft picks, EB. Now,
I would say the
Cakes
big name
guys,
big-name guys might be off the board.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean second, the best-fit guys.
Second worst against the run. It's a low bar, guys, okay? So, yeah, I mean, that's going to be improvement. Here's the big hole that's there right now. It's the edge. It's the pass rusher.
And we've
right?
been talking about that, Paul. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
We've been talking about that. That's why maybe they're going to bring Dante Fowler back.
They need to address the pass rush, whether it's by signing a free agent, in the draft. I think multiple pieces. I don't think it's just bring back Fowler and things are solved. I think you need another piece there, too.
People want it both ways. They want to criticize you when you sign a big free agent because you want to build through the draft. And then when you don't sign a big free agent, then they say you got worse.
Well, that's the case sometimes. Don't
it
you think
might
they,
be it's but, incomplete grade.
Okay.
Let's see what they do. If they don't draft a top edge rusher, if they don't draft another corner that they expect to be a key contributor, then I would say, yeah, they botched it. But it's just way too early to say they're going to run it back with the same guys.
It's the free agency. You're not like if you're not going to have grading, we're just going to wait until the season starts.
You can grade
it's
the
not
moves.
A complete grade until the season starts.
You can
starts.
Grade the moves, but you can't say overall they've gotten worse.
Well, the defense at this moment in my opinion, is slightly worse.
Well,
Cakes believes it's slightly worse.
They're lining up about eight guys. So, yeah, it's
but
worse.
I realize they're not done yet.
Right.
There's still a lot of holes to fill. Adam Peters is going to work the fringe of the free agency market and sign some more guys. It's not time to panic in mid-March.
I'll panic if they don't address some of these big needs early. And I'm not talking about like a six-round throwaway pick.
Well, they don't have many early picks.
I think that they will trade down and get a few more in the top 100. Let's go to Greg in D.C. Greg, what's up?
Hey, I think the grade is incomplete because we can all speculate. We don't know how they're going to use these particular players. Kinlaw is not a replacement for John Allen based on the money. He signed for $7 million in the first year. And it's a three-year deal, but it's set up like a two-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
Jazon Newton is the replacement for John Allen,
right?
Not Kinlaw.
No, Kinlaw, we understand that.
Right. So Kinlaw may be playing a little bit of in on the rundowns and kick inside mm-hmm. as a rush tackle. So we don't, again, because they did a good job last year of mixing and matching personnel because they didn't have everything. It's kind of going to be the same thing this year because they couldn't address – you can't address everything. So I think we got to allow the coaches to coach and allow them to put the players in the best position. They did the same thing last year with the free agency. They didn't become really busy until after the first 2 days when the market came down. Then they start picking players.
Right.
You know, just like Chin. Chin was an average player that – they put him in a system, and he flourished. All right, but he had holes in his game as well.
Sure.
So again, we gotta let the coaches coach, and not let that's
one of the best calls of the week, maybe one of the best calls of the year. Just very rational.
Hey, weren't we gonna do the caller of the year bit?
Huh?
Whatever happened to that? There was one week when I feel like Drab said, okay, this is the caller of the week.
Yeah,
Greg, you're a candidate. Yeah,
it slipped through the cracks. Well, thanks, Greg.
You know what? Caller of the month. We should do a caller of the month.
All right. I'll write it down, but I'll probably forget by tomorrow. All right, who's up next?
We were all supposed to go dumpster diving over the weekend, too. I'm guessing nobody was crawling through dumpsters looking for stuff that TJ Maxx threw out.
Let's go to Little in D.C.
What's up, Little?
Man, let me say this. Thanks for taking my call, Jerks. Hey, look, man, here's the situation. Chin Hendricks was, man, taking bad angles. We can't say it's too early to say whether we got better or worse. What I can say, we got quicker.
Mm-hmm.
This kid Harris, man, he covered, man, like he attached to you, man, like a leech. And the thing about Chin is that, man, when you got a running back, man, all tight end, they get upfield on a slot pass. The box safety supposed to get to you before you get 5 to 10 yards. Chin problem was he tried to make a tackle when the tight end 15, 20 yards downfield. So we can't say we got worse or better. What we can say, we got quicker. And one other thing, like this last caller was saying, the kid, man, Kayvon, we got from the Jets, man, he got arms like a damn tight end. So you gotta put him on. You gotta put him on the end, and then I look at what Peters did last year, fellas. We got John Baptiste. We got players last year, man, that we kept under bonded. Center at tight end. You gotta look at what he did in last year's draft. That's why he ain't really tripping. He ain't really worried about this picks, man. And look, we got Judon still out there. We want to go get somebody. We can bring Fowler back. But here's the key, fellas. We got quicker.
I hope so.
Right. I love it.
Thank you. Right, thank you for the call.
We got quicker to the ball, gentlemen.
Hey, Little, let me ask you a question. How big are you? What about 6'5", 400 pounds or something?
I'm 6'2", 230.
Okay.
I'll be there. Look, I'll stay in champ. I'm playing the fitness down Chinatown because, you know, when I leave work, I walk right across the street and get my workout in.
Right.
I'm 63 and I average 200 to 300 pull-ups a week.
I believe.
Wow. He's on his grind.
There ain't nothing little about Little. I know that.
Get them pull-ups in, man. Eat your beats, man. That's the key.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Get your pull-ups in.
Thank you. Thank you.
dumb story, but during COVID, when we were doing our shows from home.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I had a pull-up bar, and I decided one day I was going to do pull-ups every commercial break.
Mm-hmm.
So I cranked out. Now I didn't do 200. Who knows how many pull-ups I did. The next day, my shoulder felt like it was going to fall off.
Sure it did.
Because I got banged up shoulders. Hey, let me tell you about Main Street Bank. Bank local, cheer local, and business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.